Stories with Haunting Gurus.
All right, I have Christopher and Gina from Graveyrot Gulch.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello, guys.
Also known as Hollywood Haunter.
Yeah.
So, you know, I thought it was just one person, and it's two people. Holy shit. You got two people. You got two for the price of one. Wow.
Yeah. That's right.
A twofer.
A twofer.
As we say around here. Chris, are you stalking me, Gina? Somebody's been stalking me on YouTube and making some of my little videos with like little tar guys and creatures and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's so funny because it's either both of us or one or the other. And that's what's really funny because someone will go, oh, hey, Gina, thanks so much for commenting on the thing. And I'm like, I don't remember this guy at all. Oh, no, that was so cool. You got to go check it out. And then sometimes we'll watch. So I don't know. Maybe we should do a little like C or a J afterwards. So,
whatever. I'm so happy to have people comment about my little videos.
Yeah,
and that's what I got turned on to. I'm like, no, but it was one of those to Google, if you like this, you'll probably like this. And mm-hmm. I ended up, you know, clicking on something, and it ended up on your aunt. And I was like, wow, this is really cool. I hadn't seen it. It was extremely detailed. It seemed a little bit bigger and obviously more Hollywood than than your average home haunt. Something seemed amiss. Like, these aren't average haunters. Wait a minute. Oh, Hollywood haunt. Oh, I get it. I see what's going on here. Damn Hollywood people.
It's all a facade.
Yes.
Facade. No, but I loved Graveyrot Gulch. Where did that concept come from?
You know, that is a really good story. A part of it is nostalgia for me. I grew up in the Southwest, so Tucson, Arizona, and we have old Tucson down there, tons of Western-themed restaurants, and Christopher, you know, loves the old Western movies, and we were tired of doing the graveyard scene all the time. So I said, well, what do you think? Should we do something new? So we said, okay, let's do a Western ghost town. I don't see a lot of that, and we always try to push ourselves to do out-of-the-box things, so that was something that we decided we were going to do.
There was another haunter that named Northrad that had done... He did a little Western ghost town with a little mining cart and stuff, and he just did a really great job and the year before, and I watched some of his videos, and I was like, man, that looks like fun, you mm-hmm. know? So... Definitely. And we had worked on a couple projects and stuff before where we were kind of tooling around with a little bit of that same theme, you know, not a Halloween, you know, scary theme, but like a Western props and facades and stuff like that. So it just kind of went together.
No, that's really cool. Yeah, I've never thought about doing something like that. I live on Cape Cod. A lot of people have suggested that I should do a pirate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cape Cod, mm-hmm. Captain's Village. I'm like, but I'm not into the pirate thing.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny. Everyone always asks us to do pirates, too. And we're like, I know, but Pirates of the Caribbean is literally 40 minutes away.
You guys are absolutely insane because... I'm doing one theme and I'm riding this thing out for as long as I can possibly. I'm getting as much mileage out of this theme as you can imagine.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we miss a lot of aspects of the cemetery mm-hmm. scene. I mean, it's funny because we watch everybody making all these great props and just they keep going with theirs, and we're like, oh man, now you know, it inspires us to and triggers us to think of some things that we're like, well, maybe we'll bring back the cemetery, you know, sometime, because there's just, you know, there's just so many things you can do with it. Definitely.
I'm trying to add some key pieces to my haunt every year, you know, mm-hmm. some characters,
right?
Yeah.
You know, I've had like I have my root creature last year, and then I had my three-axis skull thing out front was more prominent this year. Every year they go by, there's new stuff. It's like, That's new. The whole thing almost seems new because it's a couple of new things there, and they just...
Yep.
Yeah, I think we got screwed because I would say back in 2011, we spent, you know, so much time building this mausoleum, and you could walk into it, and we carved a full-size tomb coffin and, you know, put the walls up and did everything. And on Halloween night, people were going in, and, you know, we had an air cannon in there, so we blast people going in and out. But this one guy is like, is that it? Like, is there more? Can I do anything? And I just remember going, are you kidding me? Do you know how long this took? And from then on, it's on. So every year, you know, is there more? Here you go. Here's your more.
Son of a bitch. See, that's how ungrateful people are.
Like, you don't have any idea.
Yeah. God, they have no idea. I mean, and the more you give them, then they expect more. It's like, when is enough enough? What do you want from me? You know? Go next door. What is he doing? He's doing nothing. What am I giving you over here? I'm giving you everything. Suck it.
I mean, one thing though that I did notice that because Gina was handling the entrance and I was handling the exit portion of the haunt in 2012 when we had the walkthrough, and one thing that really bothered me was that most of the people coming in, they were either adults or teenagers, and all the parents that had the, you know, the 10-year-olds or younger, or the 8-year-olds and younger, they didn't even come into our yard. And we tried to get them to just come in just to at least get some candy. And, I mean, we didn't really look at our yard as being, like,
scary.
Super scary, but it really affected me where it's like, you know, because we really want to always make sure that everybody feels welcome to come into our you know, yards. I mean, obviously, you're always going to still have some people that are too scared. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we definitely want to make sure those families feel welcome. So,
yeah, we couldn't keep the kids out of our Western town. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we had the opposite
problem. They would
cross
the ropes. They would be hanging off of stuff. I was like, okay, maybe this is too kid-friendly.
Yeah, it was like a recess. Everybody's going nuts. Yeah, because the year before when we did the cemetery scene, we had a pretty tight little pathway, and we noticed that we had so many people that were out in the street. So this year... For the Western Ghost Town, we wanted to try to get everybody in the yard as much as possible and get them off the street. So we definitely wanted a little more space for that.
Do you have actors involved? I mean, you don't see that in the video. It seems like you have some animatronics and there's some animatronics. You have the hangman prop and some other stuff in there, like somebody like kicking out of a coffin.
It's like pulling teeth to get people here in LA to come and help. All our friends want to go trick-or-treating with their kids. And my mom and my stepdad normally come and help us, but they didn't come this year. So luckily we had two people come and help us man our gold panning station. And then Christopher walked around like an old prospector. And then I was the dead saloon girl walking around. And thankfully they were there so we could like manage all the people and get to see everybody's faces instead of like behind the scenes. But man, yeah, I tell you, it's so hard to get people. I mean,
we know also has haunts in town and stuff,
and that's
too.
Another so everybody's thing doing too. Their own. Everyone's doing their own haunts or Halloween stuff.
Yeah, we didn't have any actors actually like jumping. That's what we were lacking. Like we wanted to have the barber and the saloon, you know,
so
like people
awesome.
Jumping out and scaring people. So we definitely were missing
that's the
that.
One element. And then it's so funny because everyone who came was like, oh, let me know about next year. I'll come. And I'm like, sure. Yeah. When the time comes, you're all going to disappear.
No, I know. I had some kid ask me a couple of years ago, hey, can I help out? And I'm like, come see me next year. You know, you just walk in. I have nothing. I can't set you up to do anything.
Yeah.
2 years later, I haven't heard from the kid.
You're like, what happened?
I'm all pumped up in that day, and then I've never heard from him again. I don't know.
I mean, it is true. Like, we had so many people that walked by the whole month of October watching what we were doing, watching us build it, and then on Halloween, they actually came to our yard, and they were like, hey, if you guys ever need anything, just let us know. And we were just like, oh, where was this whole month, man? Yeah. So
who's who's doing all the work? Are you as a combined team doing all that construction and the woodwork and all that?
Yeah, Chris and I are 50-50. You know, I mean, Christopher obviously has the know-how for how to construct a flat and stuff like that, but I'm right there with the drill behind him, the staple gun, everything. And then, you know, I tend to do a little more painting than Chris does, but, you know, it's just so he can start working on the next facade and then, you know, painting something, and then I'm right behind him. So, yeah, I would say everything we do, so we keep learning from each other, and Chris is an awesome teacher. I mean, I can't even tell you the amount of stuff that I've learned since working with him and being with him on haunt stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we'll basically, once we decide what our theme's going to be, we'll, you know, kind of do some research, look at some pictures, visit some places to get inspired and that kind of thing. And then we come up with, you would kind of do it, like, get everything together, do a collage, and then we start, you know, deciding what it is that we're going to build. And really the only thing that I do without Gina is I will do like some kind of a crude construction drawing just to figure out like the materials that we're going to need.
Like a cut list.
But when it comes to designing and everything else, like we do everything together. So
that whole facade is going to be shelved somewhere, and they're going to put something up completely new.
Yeah, I mean, that's the plan so far. So we actually found a house out in Ojai, which is, it's kind of like west coastal area of California, and that's the new home of Grave Rock Gulch. So we're actually taking it out there, and it's going to be put up permanently all year round, and then they have kids and stuff who are going to come and tour through it and do, you know, activities and all that kind of stuff out there. So, and then we'll just start building from scratch, because right now it's stored in our house, and it's just like, you know, the side yard, the carport, the attic, the closet,
everywhere.
It's everywhere, and we just need room so we can do 2014, you know.
So you don't have any plans for this year?
You know, whatever it is going to be, it's going to be atmosphere. We're huge on trying to take a big space and put people in it. So the old Hollywood movies, the whole thing of Hollywood Haunter is we want people to feel like they're walking into an atmosphere for sure. So, I mean, one thing that I would really like to do this year is make a bunch of trees. So it's going to be, I don't know, it could be anywhere from fantasy to New Orleans style to, I mean, gosh, it could be anything. I mean, there's so many ideas we have right now, but I want to make trees and sculpt trees. So that's going to be one of my props this year for sure.
Yeah, they're tough. I did a haunted tree.
Oh, yeah.
I've redone it so many times.
Mm. Yeah. I mean,
just like painted over it, coated it. Did that leak seal stuff, sprayed the thing down.
Yeah.
I made it out of paper mache. Probably not the best
idea
for an outdoor yard prop, but I did it so many different times, I thought
it would be okay.
Finally be weatherproofed.
And it probably turned out so awesome, you're just probably harder on yourself.
But then I leak sealed that son of a bitch. And now my only issue is woodpeckers.
Oh no.
Because woodpeckers pack more than just wood.
Yes.
So their name is really misleading. They really is misleading.
Oh my gosh.
They're pretty much everything peckers. They peck everything. They love my foam props and my paper mache friggin' tree. I think I need to put like a rock hard coating on the thing. I swear to God, it was.
Oh yeah.
They still come back and they poke. Oh, it's unbelievable. I bought a box that makes bird sounds.
Okay.
Stress. So it's supposed to scare off. So I had all the settings set properly to scare off woodpeckers, but the things are still coming.
Mm-hmm. That's too funny.
I bought this freaking thing and it doesn't work.
It's a mating call box.
They're just drilling the props. It's ugly.
They're like, are these birds?
The kids have to hide their eyes. It's just so disgusting what they're doing out there in my yard.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, is the like your new prop, your little tar monster that you just made, is it pretty hard on the outside, or is it something that they can definitely pick?
No, it will not mess with this thing. It's silicone. The two jugs of that silicone from Smooth On was not cheap.
Yeah.
You have to put the A and the B together. And
yeah.
I put a coating on, but I did this when it was about 40 degrees in my basement.
Oh,
maybe 50 degrees. Now, it specifically says on the container that it must be applied at 70-something degrees. It
needs
to be room temperature. When it's mixed, stored, supplied, everything says it had to be 70.
Yeah.
And I just completely disregarded that and went down into my basement a couple months ago when it was freezing and put a coat on so it didn't fully cure.
Mm.
So it's a little tacky to the touch.
Yeah.
Right.
I put a space heater on them for a while. And I went down there and I reapplied. Boy, I put it on the back because I didn't cover the back. I covered the entire back and started trying to reapply the front part. It looked a lot wetter. They had like a wetter look to it.
Mm-hmm.
When I put the second batch on, because I didn't add any thickener to it either. So now I'm going to see how that is. But I mean, most of them is kind of tacky, you know.
Wow.
He should be just. It should be smooth silicone, but
right,
yeah.
It's the temperature screwed it pretty bad. So don't ever do that.
No.
Yeah,
make sure that it's 70 degrees. Have a heater in there, and make sure that the room is controlled. So that wasn't a good idea. But anyway, I could coat them again. It's just the two jugs were like 180.
It is woodpecker proof though. So you're good.
I am hoping. I don't have any confirmation on that. I'm hoping it is, but I will see this year. Time will tell whether it's woodpecker proof. What other haunt have you had that you were extremely like that you were in love with that you parted with that you because you change them up every year that you just really didn't want to let go?
Yeah, 2012 was Haunt on Garden Street, and what it was our cemetery in the front. And in the previous years, we had built a mausoleum, and we went ahead and built another mausoleum, and then we had a crypt walkthrough. So people would come and walk through our cemetery, and then they would walk through the first part of a mausoleum, and then they'd go into like this crypt and stuff like that and walk around. And it was a short walkthrough, but we tried to, you know, again, do as much bang for our buck. So we threw a bunch of pneumatic props in there and air blasters and a rattling thing for scares, tons of fog, strobe lights, hanging dummies, all of that stuff.
Yeah, it was nice to have an actual walkthrough maze that people, you know, could actually go through. It was short and sweet and fit, you know, basically in a garage size area. It was in our carport.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody just raved about it and loved it. And, you know, they walked right past our cemetery scene, I mean, which they thought was cool, but they definitely enjoy that little scary walkthrough portion of it.
The two of you were separate Halloween enthusiasts who joined together, or did one of you infect the other?
You know, it's so weird because I think we've both always kind of loved Halloween, but it bit us at the same time because, long story short, we were driving past this house and it had tons of Halloween props in the front yard. And I'm like, Chris, pull over. We got to check this out. And it was the first time I had seen ground fog. They had torches. They had a hangman, tons of tombstones, a fountain, blood, everything. And I was like, we got to do something like this. Halloween was literally like 2 days away. So we went home, we made some plywood tombstones, and then vowed next year's going to be so much better. And hence it started building from there. And then the bug kind of just got us. Then we started looking on the forums and YouTube and all kinds of websites. And I'm like, look, you can make a cauldron creep and we can do this. And carving foam tombstones is much better than painting plywood. So, I mean, there's just so much knowledge out there. And so... And we have a lot of unfinished projects, too, that we have the talking skulls that we'd like to do. The parts are here, and we've got it. We just have to get on there and make it fit somehow.
I think that, I hate to admit it, but, you know, like, even more so than just the love of Halloween, I think that we just enjoy, like, making stuff, you know? Like, it could be any kind of themed stuff, really. I mean, Halloween is obviously a perfect match to that, but we just really enjoy, you know, just being creative and working on different projects and stuff like that, so.
It's very therapeutic.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, I find that when I'm working on stuff, I'm more well-balanced.
Yeah, exactly.
And,
yeah.
I mean, not that I'm completely off the rails, but maybe sometimes. But yeah, I feel that when I'm working on stuff and I'm creating,
mm-hmm.
I'm more grounded. I feel better, you know.
Oh yeah.
Than when I'm not.
Totally. Right. Yeah, it's definitely a wonderful, positive, like, creative outlet for you to do. Definitely.
And the memories you create for people too, because you'll always be that house. Like, remember that house growing up that was this or this? Like, that was the best Halloween ever.
I'm telling you, I remember this stupid house that had, they put up all of those cardboard cutouts with the springy arms, the skeleton guy. Like, yep. You know what I'm talking about, right?
It's funny though how, like, I mean, it's amazing the amount of, like, just the magnitude and the amount of detail and just all the wonderful things that people are making. And you're absolutely right. Like, I have a memory as a kid of going to a neighbor's house that just basically took a bunch of refrigerator cardboard boxes and, like, literally taped them together. And they were so little that, you know, only the little kids could walk through. And then when the kids were inside, all the adults would just shake it from the outside going, ah. And I mean, it was scary, but we loved it, you know? So it's amazing how, like, from a kid's point of view, that's all that matters, you know? But we've gone as adults and, like, took it like 10 steps further, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? With video games and online and everything else, the kids expect more.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
Their level of what they're seeing in the media, you know, like, in order to shock and scare these kids, it has to be more than The Walking Dead or something else. I don't know, you know?
Yeah.
Do either of you have any type of experience, you know, set building or doing anything like this?
Yeah, both Chris and I have theater backgrounds, so we've been immersed in it for a long time now. And then Christopher has done movies and film and that kind of stuff, and then trade shows and stuff, and now we're actually doing it together.
Even in theater and a lot of the commercial stuff that I work on now, it's always about using, you know, cheap materials and trying to get more bang for your buck. Definitely, it's funny, you know? It kind of just fits really nicely with I would say the biggest thing that's nice about the whole haunting thing for us is we a lot of times we build a lot of things that other people, it's their idea, and you know, it's something that they like, a specific type of a theme or an item that they need, and so we'll help them facilitate that and build it. But with our own haunt, it's nice because we can kind of, we're like the masters of our own universe, you know. You know, making exactly what we want.
What's your favorite part of doing this?
It's got to be Halloween night, and just the response that you get from seeing the faces of people coming, like, holy crap, you know, this is awesome. And, you know, and the thing about Grave Rock Gulch was we tried to make it interactive for kids. So not only were they getting like a Halloween experience of the old Western ghost town, but we had the gold panning for the fingers and toes and eyes and ears, and detonator box that the kids could, you know, detonate, and they would have smoke and fog and, you know, sound and light coming from an old-fashioned water pump that kids could, you know, do, and spinning the barber pole. Just stuff like that. We love doing that for the kids. So when they come, it's just like something else that they can do while they're there. And I want kids to linger and, you know, just have the best experience that they can have.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we do enjoy making this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's also very, like you said, it's therapeutic, and it's fun to have an idea and just watch it kind of take form and take shape and come to life and stuff. So that's a very rewarding thing too.
Yeah, I'll never forget last year we had set up the town, and I think all of the buildings were there. And it was the first night that my neighbor goes crazy for Halloween too, which is super awesome. But he turned his fog machine on, and I was putting the ropes up or something and then walking back to the house. And some of the fog had come through, and it was rolling through the town, and it looked like a ghost town. And I just got so excited. I was like, Chris, come outside. You got to check this out. And I mean, the fog came on again, and we just stood there and we're like, can you believe we made a freaking ghost town? So yeah. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of our inspiration for the ghost town, as we were designing, coming up with the way that we wanted to make it, we were watching a lot of Scooby-Doo cartoons. And what we liked about it is, like, when we would watch them, you know, if you look at the background of all the the towns and the different places that they are, like, all the buildings and structures were kind of contorted and, like, slanted, and, like, the windows and the doorways would be, they weren't made like a real building was. So when we made all of our facades, we tried to incorporate that. So, like, all our windows are at slants, and our doorways, and just everything's crooked. And I mean, even the sides of the facades, some of them come in and go out and stuff like that. So that was one thing that we really,
that was consciously done.
So it would have more of a Halloween rather than like a John Wayne.
Exactly. We didn't want
kind of a set.
We were trying to make sure that we stayed away from doing the square.
I couldn't put my finger on it, but something didn't look right.
So the windows, you know, will look kind of like Monster House eyes and that kind of stuff, just to give it more of a twist.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Any other gems of wisdom you want to bestow on us all?
Just get out there and start doing stuff. I mean, you never know what you can achieve once you start. I mean, get an idea and just start small. I mean, I don't think anybody got out there the first year and had a pro haunt. So just get out there and start doing stuff.
Oh, the only thing I would say is, you know, I know that there's so many ways to make things, but I think a big thing for us is always planning. And you know, if you don't know AutoCAD or you don't know SketchUp or a lot of the programs that you can get out there that are free, like, just, you know, doing some crude SketchUps and measuring and like that kind of thing. And it, I mean, planning definitely always helps for us, because I mean, we don't necessarily get too crazy, but having a plan and then following through with it is 100% like a way to get stuff done efficiently. Definitely.
All right, Christopher and Gina.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, no, thank you,
Chris. Talking to you guys. We'll catch you around the net.
All right.
I'm going now. Heaven help you.
Please like and follow the podcast. Stalk us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Links in the description. And help us by sharing HauntCast with all your haunt and Halloween brethren. Until next time, stay scary.